Blog Talk Radio.
We are here. This is the Paige Roberts Show. If you're out there, it has been every night. All right?
Absolutely.
It has been every night. My music is not one of them. It'll kick on in a minute. Come on now. Well, come on now. I start clicking buttons and then it'll get a mind of its own.
Right. Ain't that the way it always works? It's technology.
It is. It sure is. Hello.
Hello.
Come on.
Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work.
Try this one more time. Really?
Hello, this is music producer and audio.
All right, now let's go.
Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of the Paige Roberts Show. Check it out. Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. I'm a proud supporter of the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. And just a reminder, May the 18th, we'll be doing a 40th anniversary show at the Hart County Community Theater. Y'all come on out and watch the show.
Hi there, this is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
You ain't the kind of girl that wins my heart, but you won't hit you. Riding little bar, and I noticed you while I was changing guitars. You're just pretty enough to be a porno star, so I guess I can let it go a little too far till I do something stupid or you break my heart. Like I can fall out of bed after drinking too much, or you might find some other guy to love. I pass out on some school teacher's rug after hitting it. Well, I don't want to hit your intentions. I'm just sitting back and enjoying the attention till I do something stupid or you break my heart.
Everybody, and welcome to the Paige Roberts Show. It is Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. Let's do announcements. June the 9th, we are here and at the store at Vegas Studio doing a live show with Nashville recording artist Christy Isabel. We are really excited to have her coming into Athens, Georgia, and doing the show with us out there. If you have not gotten out there and liked the Facebook page of Vegas Studios, go ahead and do that. If you would like to see our show live, that's another way to see. It'll be going through their Facebook page. So, yeah. Now, July the 7th, I have another show out there with singer-songwriter Jody DeMarco. And I'm about getting them booked up, too. I'm only doing once a month. August the 4th, those are on Sunday, and the show starts at 3:30. Tickets are going on sale for June the 9th as we speak. Not pun intended, right?
Right.
But I'm excited. Y'all gonna want to keep up with Hunter Flanagan. We got some stuff cooking too. I'm just not gonna tell everything. You know, you gotta have a few surprises out there. So I'm trying to keep it on the hush hush, but I don't know. I might end up spilling it after a while. I've been doing pretty good, but let's give out our guest line number. Ron is 646-668-8941. And my featured artist tonight is no stranger to the Paige Roberts Show. He's been on many times, and we appreciate it. So let's go ahead and bring on singer-songwriter Ron Speaks. Hello, sir, and welcome back. Glad to have you.
Oh, what's up, Paige? Look, I'm just Ron, though. I'm still young enough to just be Ron.
Just Ron. Unless
barely.
Unless it's your mother calling. Right? You know, my mother used to call me by my full name, then we know it was on.
Oh,
you
know
yeah. What I mean?
Yeah, you definitely knew it was on in the South when Mama called you by your government name.
That's right. A lot going on. I gave out our guest line number, so if you want to call in and talk to us, that'll be fine. If you want to call in and sit there and listen, that's all right, too. We had a pretty good time with Sawdust Road. Ron was on last with us. We had a full house, didn't we, Ron?
Yeah, it was a pretty rocking show. Pretty rocking show.
I think there was about 8 of us.
There was quite a few of us.
Mm-hmm. It was. It was pretty cool, and I'm surprised that we done all done all right. We didn't step on each other, and we got through it. So that was pretty cool. I know we talked a little bit before the show, Ron, and I know you're coming out, if you haven't already, with a new EP coming out. And I guess we can go ahead and let's give a shout-out to one of my buddies. That'd be Phil Kranz. And Phil Kranz is host of it. Let me make sure I get this right because I've been saying it wrong. He's host of the Black Dog Indie Country Radio Show. We got to put that indie in there. I've been saying it wrong all along.
Yep.
Things are changing and for all of us and changing for Phil, too. So we're just going to see what happens. And so, yeah, that's the way things go.
Yeah, Phil is a great guy. Phil played the first cut I got when I got Jesus and Garth Brooks with Ricky Combs. And Phil also gave me my very first live radio interview. I did one locally here in Peoria, but they taped that one. And so that one was, I was a lot less nervous about that one because they told me from the get-go, we're taping this. You just say what you want. And if it don't come out wrong, we'll do it again. Phil says, you want to do an interview? And I assumed it was going to be taped. And he says, no, it's going to be live. And I was like, oh, God.
Like live as in what, Phil? But once you get in there and do one or two, then it's like, you know, it's on. You can do it pretty much. But people get intimidated, I think, sometimes, y'all. But if you get people like Phil and I, we are so, but it can be a Georgia thing, too. You know, we are so laid back.
Well, no, it's a good DJ thing. We had a lady who did my first one up here, Kristen Hansen from 97.3. Mm-hmm. God, I wish I could remember their call letters. They're out of Peoria, Illinois. And she was really good about, you know, giving those questions that kept you talking, that, you know, didn't keep you sitting there looking for an answer and looking like an idiot. And by doing my first one with her, I was a little less nervous with Phil. And then actually by the time we did the Sawdust Road co-host and then you did another segment with just me. And by the time we were done with the just me segment, like, I'm good to go now. Like, I love these things. Like, I just did one with Phil last week, and then I have one with Paul Mash coming up next week.
Yep. Well, see, all us radio show hosts, we know each other. We support each other. That's the way it should be. I talked to Phil earlier, actually, on the phone. So, you know, we're buddies.
Right.
He said to say hi to Ron. He said, say hi to Ron. I said, I sure will.
Well, most definitely,
you
say
know,
hi to Phil. Yeah.
That's the way it should be, Ron. You know, that's how we support each other. We've all become pretty good friends. So, yeah. But if you can do that with your fellow co-writers or, you know, your friend, your singer-songwriter friends, I guess, it shouldn't be a contest, and we should all be out there supporting one another, and that's what my network does, and I've seen it. We've all been out there, and that's what we've been doing, and it's so exciting when I see other singer-songwriters supporting each other out there. So kudos to that.
Well, you know, we don't have the resources Nashville has. And what I have come to figure out is actually if we would all come together, if we could get the right 20 artists to get together and pull all their resources, we could be bigger than Nashville. Or at least just as big, but right now you have a bigger movement. You have more artists. I'll quote Jason Isbell when I say there's a lot of noise out there. Jason Isbell, my favorite songwriter right now. I think that guy is the modern equivalent to Bob Dylan. I think there are three great songwriters in modern music, aside from John Lennon now. John Lennon, just he's off on his own. But otherwise, It's Bob Dylan, Kris Kristofferson, Jason Isbell. It just don't get no better than that.
I agree. I had never sat in and thought about, I guess because I'm usually thinking about the singer, but now since I'm in radio and doing this, I think about them, about the both, because they do go hand in hand together. So,
Get some that are just so great, like Jason is so great with some of the stuff he does. It's like when he was with the Drive-By Truckers, he wrote the song Decoration Day. And he sings that, you know, the premise is a family feud. Well, he's loosely related to one side of the family feud, but it's not the side that the song is written from the standpoint. The song is written from somebody in the other family. And, like, I just don't understand it. You know, I don't understand that greatness. Like, I could have probably sat down and put myself in my great uncle's position and sang about what he did. I could not put myself in my great uncle's adversary's son's position and sing about what went on. It amazes me the ability with writers like that.
Now, you might if you read stuff like that was written in a book, now that maybe, that's a slim maybe, you know
well,
what I mean?
Well, yeah, see, I'm one of those guys that, like, if it strikes me, okay, like the song you did, our current single, Till I Do Something Stupid, was inspired by the fact that I was watching an old mob movie, and I wish I could remember the name of it. It was an old, like, B-grade mob movie, maybe sometime in the 80s, and the guy's walking down a street with his buddy, and he's talking about this girl he just met, and he says that it's all going to be great, Tony. And Tony looks and he says, yeah, till you do something stupid. And I got to thinking about that, and I was like, you know, I have done a lot of stupid things, and a lot of the people around me have done a lot of stupid things, so I really just took some stuff that a lot of the people had done around me and did stupid things, because they don't let me sing about my stupid things on the radio. Like, they edit that out. I don't even write that into songs anymore. But, yeah, I mean, you know, like, I can do the inspiration, some how it relates to me. But You know, there's people out there, they can read a newspaper article and they can write you a great song about it. You know, now it's going to take them a while to do it. And what I have begun to do is I used to be the inspirational songwriter, and whatever came, came, and that's what it was. And I try to write a little better song next time. Now what I do is I get the inspiration, I write the song, and then I sit down and say, where can I rewrite it? So I'm starting to move a little bit more into the technical song side of songwriting, but only so much. Only to be able to look at past mistakes and say, let's not do that here. And if it doesn't work out, then we'll write another song and put it out.
Right. But now, talking about your past experiences, that's how really great songs come to be, you know?
Oh, of course, of course. And if anything that you hear that I've written has either, it's either come from me or somebody that I know. Again, there's one we're working on in the studio right now, and it wasn't close enough to finish in time for me to send you a copy, but I'm working on one right now called Quitting Time. And so some years ago, I was going through a bout of depression, and I was on a whole bunch of antidepressants, and I was still drinking too. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, Mr. Speaks, you drink alcohol. And I said, as often as I can. And, you know, it moved the doctor. My casual attitude moved the doctor so much that he actually looked at me and said, well, you stupid son of a bitch, one day you'll wake up dead. I mean, it was as simple as that. And, you know, like I've had some struggles with the bottle. Like I'm in no means ever trying to hide that. You know, I've been sober for about 3 years now, but that was my first instance to where the doctor said, hey man, this ain't working for you. Well, again, you know, I had a real casual attitude and a real bad attitude at the time. And I walked out of the doctor's and I actually said to myself, been drinking for too long to quit. And I went, damn, there's a song. And so we ran with that, and it's, let's see, now that one actually works out. You know, a lot of times people don't realize it. Some of these songs you hear on the radio, they're not today's songs. They're sometimes what today turned into. Quitting Time is almost 10 years old. I didn't have the right artist. I didn't have a demo studio available to record it. You know, we finally got it recorded, and we actually have an artist on it. I'm not going to say who that is right now on the radio, because I know he's probably going to want to make that announcement when he gets closer to recording it in November. I'll drop that hint and leave it there. But we, you know, we have an artist on it. But, it, you know, some of these songs, like, I once knew a guy who was in a metal band called After Dark around my area of North Carolina in the 90s, and they had a wonderful love song, and it was about the time I was a teenager, you know, and all that hair band stuff was big, and I was like, Brian, this is great, man, you know, who wrote that? And he was like, I wrote that, and I was like, that's really cool, and he shocked me, and he went, yeah, you know, that song's as old as you are. He said, I just never had the right band, never had the right singer, never had anybody interested in doing that one. The song was 15 years old before they ever put it on a demo.
That's awesome when you can find something like that. A true shared treasure, right?
Well, you know, it's a lot of times this stuff's been kind of tested. I mean, I heard Ralph Murphy, the great songwriter, once president of ASCAP, once president of National Singers or Songwriter Association International. He said that when you hear a song on mainstream radio at drive time between 6:30 and 9:30 in the morning, or maybe 5:30 and 9:30, I may have my hours mixed up. You're the DJ. Either way, He said by the time you hear it for its first play on mainstream radio and drive time, it's had $2 million spent on it between marketing and the demo for the songwriter and the cut on the album and the distribution of the album. It's had $2 million put into it before you ever find out if anybody likes it. And, you know, that's the one thing that I love about internet radio is that I don't have $2 million. And you guys make sure that, like, I get played. Like, all the internet radio stations that we're on right now, they're being really good to us. We're getting two or three plays a day sometimes. I have two singles out on my own, and then I have Ricky Combs has Jesus and Garth Brooks, and Terry Douglas has I Think I Need Your Help. Mm-hmm. I Think I Need Your Help is doing very well right now. It's been seen, the video has been seen almost 2,000 times on Facebook in like 10 days. In a little over a month, I think Terry said it's had 1,300 or 1,400 spins on Spotify. It's done very well every place we've put it. It's pretty much stayed in the top 10 on Phil's show. There's been a couple of weeks that hasn't been in the top 10, but for the most part, it has stayed in the top 10. Jesus and Garth Brooks with Ricky Combs, Jesus, that thing's still going in certain outlets. But Phil Krantz said that it was on his – this shocked me. Phil Krantz told me that Jesus and Garth Brooks was on his show for 26 weeks.
Wow. And, that's awesome.
Yeah, and if you do the math on that, it's 6 months. If I could have kept a song on the mainstream charts that long, we'd be
right. We'd be in business, wouldn't we? Well, I had that,
especially,
Ron. Why don't we play?
Especially with, yeah, okay, play that.
But go ahead and say what you was gonna say, and then I'll play it.
But yeah, I mean, you know, that's where things are at now. We indie folks, we do this because we love it, and we do it because mm-hmm. you independent radio folks help us do it. Without you folks, we're dead in the water like we were in the 90s with no internet.
You know, that's right, and I haven't really thought about that either, because without the indie radio online, yeah, we wouldn't have an outlet to play the music. So yeah, we would be without.
And just think of how many of your mainstream artists you'd be without. You'd for sure be without Hunter Hayes, who pretty much completely come up on the internet.
Mm-hmm. And we sure would. Well, let's play this Ron, Jesus, and Garth Brooks, and then we'll come right back.
Excellent.
All right, here we go.
Hello, it's been a while, I guess. And you coming here tonight only leaves me with one hell of a mess. You were gone just a day too long. I was buried a year in July. I didn't know that your mom had passed or that you moved back last night. I left town 2 years ago, 'cause there was nothing up there left for me. Settled down with a girl I love, and no, I don't want to leave. 'Cause Jesus and Garth Brooks both have a point about unanswered prayers. You weren't became the one who cared, and I'd be spending the rest of my life just thanking the man upstairs for Jesus and Garth Brooks and unanswered prayers. Not counting you, I never had someone who could knock me straight to the ground and leave me there to come all undone. Been a while thinking to myself, wondering what she's doing now, praying you'd come back to me, but nobody gets off in this town.
Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our guest line number is 646-668-8941, and that was Jesus and Garth Brooks. Now, that was written by Ron and Ricky Sagan. I think Ricky's on the line with us. Let's bring him on.
Hello.
And y'all,
hello.
I'm talking to Ron Speak tonight, but I think we got Ricky on the line too. We want to bring him on.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Ron.
I hear Ricky.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey. What's up, Boss Bat?
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for playing my song, Paige, or playing Ron's song that he so graciously let me record.
How this thing works, Boss Man. It'll forever be a Ricky Combs song. I'm proud to have wrote it, though, man. Thank you.
Awesome.
Amen. I love the song. The minute I heard it.
Yeah, I like that song, too. Is that one? That's one of the ones. Has Phil been playing that this week? I think he has he not?
He has.
Mhm. So
I saw that he played it once. Yeah, yeah. I was surprised to see like all the likes and stuff that it got too, because I was like, after 6 months on the countdown, surely people are burnt out on it. And then I was thinking at the end of it, if I'd have shared that post a couple of more times, it'd have been back on the countdown.
Well, people like what they like. Now, you and Ricky have really hooked up, and y'all have been doing shows too, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done a few shows with Ricky. We're going to have a new cut with Ricky, Ricky says, once we get everything taken care of. He's doing some recording. I'm doing some recording in the same studio. We're kind of bouncing services back and forth. Bless you, Bobby Gregory.
We're sharing our sessions.
Right. What? And bless our engineer producer, Bobby Gregory, for letting us do that.
At Caveman Studios in Pekin, Illinois.
Oh, nice plug. Nice plug, Ricky.
Throw them all out there.
Yeah,
but
my buddy Bob's been my friend for over 30 years, and I was so grateful to meet Ron only a little bit over a year ago, and it was like it was meant to be. Ron is my band leader. We've done duos together at various clubs around the area, and we're getting ready to collaborate on a song one of these days.
And Ricky's
awesome.
Even been my, and seeing as how, you know, I'm blind and sometimes struggle with the sauce, Ricky's actually been my driver and seeing Eye Dog at a couple of shows for my solo stuff. So it's,
awesome.
Yeah, it's a great, great thing we got going on there.
Well, I always say we don't meet by accident, do we?
Amen.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
And you know what? There, we have a lot of support out there, and I know I was talking earlier, but I appreciate everybody out there that has been sharing our information and listening to our songs. And it takes work, Ricky. We've been working on it, haven't we? Boy,
yes, ma'am. Thank you for your help as well.
You're welcome. Yes. It takes people sharing the information, you know, and that's one of the hardest things that I have found. And you do have to pound people out there with it, you know, all the time. But I know some don't. It doesn't matter to some, and some it does. But we keep doing what we got to do, right?
Right.
Whatever gets
but,
our music heard.
That's it. That's it. I was looking. Now, Jesus and Garth Brooks, it is being, it's on Weekly, I can't talk tonight, Weekly Top 10 Countdown in Australia. So it's been being played
yeah,
in a lot
it's
of
also
places.
On Rory Heath's Country Barnyard 305, too.
And I would like to add, he has been at number one for the last 3 months in Australia, only because
wow.
the radio station burned down the night that we're not getting in number one.
Crazy. All right.
They
well,
had,
God,
they had,
God works in mysterious ways, but okay.
Yeah.
That, yeah, look, that number one was literally flaming, boss man.
And not to make any light, not to make light of the situation, our hearts will go out to our
right.
comrades down
right.
under. And it was a result of a bad brush fire, and the timing on it was that when I finished my live interview with them that night, that was the last thing they did before they had to shut down the station because of brush fires.
Wow. Man, that's going through it, you know?
Yeah, it really now, is. And to take and the resolve of those folks, too, because they're getting ready to go back on air. Let's see, what have they been on now? I can't remember. Let's see. They were still on Valentine's Day because
March 2nd was my interview that night. And they've been off the air since March 2nd. And
okay, and they're rebuilding and about to come back in a matter of days.
They are waiting on the local carrier to provide a decent enough service for them to be back online. They are ready, just waiting on the local carrier.
Huh. So not long. And that was this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was this year. That was just a couple of months ago. And let me tell you, boy, like I said, that's some resolve right there. That's wanting your indie radio station back real bad.
Well, we need them, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all of them, but I'm really thankful for those ones across the pond. Like When I started doing this, I never had a notion that nobody would ever know my name across the water. And, I mean, you know, for a long time, you had to be big, 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 big star
mm-hmm.
to be across
and
the
big,
water.
Big,
I mean, unless
– big, big, big money, too.
Right. I mean, unless you started out that way. Now, like, you have George Hamilton IV. Who started out in England because he couldn't get a break here, George Hamilton IV from my hometown of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He goes to England because he couldn't get a break here and got pretty big and then come back here and then he was big. Hendrix was the same way. A lot of people don't realize that. Well, America's fickle. Because Americans are fickle and they have to be told what to do.
Right, well.
If somebody doesn't tell them to like that music, they won't. You know, and it's like
true.
We talked about that yeah. $2 million figure. You know, some of that $2 million figure is spent making sure that you don't turn the station on that Jimmy John song and listen to this Ricky Combs song. Now, we'll make sure, like, look, we'll give you a free CD or something. Like, you make sure you don't turn the station. You know, I mean, there's a lot, and I would do it too. I mean, if I could find somebody who would listen to the radio every day and make sure that, you know, my radio was playing in their shop every day, you know, and my music was playing, let me tell you, yeah, I'd give them a free CD. So I get it. We just don't have those resources.
Yeah, but and even talking about money, I mean, I would think that euros are they more expensive than American money? I don't know. I mean,
actually, our money doesn't translate across the water the way it used to. We translate to a lot less. Yeah, we're less than euros. We're more than pesos and less than euros.
Well, there you go. That might have something to do with it too. Well, if we're cheaper, you would think that it wouldn't matter. But anyway.
Well, you know, I mean, people other places, they like what they hear, and not because, you know, they have to be told or whatever. You know, they like what they hear, and then you think, and two, there's a lot. I guess across the water too, there's probably a lot more independent radio stations. I would have to say. I mean, especially in some of the smaller places. You know, I mean, of course, you've got your BBC radio network over in England, but you know, you got a lot of those independent people too. And you know, it's been the independents pretty much for a real long time. If you think about it, I mean, I don't believe that, and of course because of technology too, but I don't believe the Louisiana Hayride was a nationally syndicated show. Now, I could be wrong, but I really think that kind of just kind of spilled out into the areas of the South that were strong enough to pick it up, you know, I don't believe they heard the Louisiana Hayride in Los Angeles, California. Like I said, I could be wrong, you know. You know, but that's where people come from. They come from places like these little independent radio networks. And
That's right.
I mean, you know, it's if you think about it, I mean, a lot of your rock and roll's that way. I mean, a lot of it got famous because Wolfman Jack was down in Tijuana, Mexico playing it, and it spilled off the border.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the world belongs to the independent musicians, and the mainstream folks with the money just don't see that.
Well, somebody needs to make them see that.
You know, honestly, I'm kind of happy that they don't, in a way. And the reason being is because they'll come along, Paige, and they'll offer me so damn much money I'll have to take it. And then I'll be their whipping boy. And I don't want that. Right now, I say what I want. I do what I want. I play where I want. The only people I answer to are my wife, my children, and God.
Hello? That's right.
You know, I mean,
I don't have a manager.
I don't have a label head.
Right, but I do think it's going to be a time. Those big labels are going to need us at some point in time.
At some point in time, well, you know, at some point in time, we're going to kill them. And I'm going to tell you, this is how we're going to kill them. We're going to kill them because they have to even up. They're going to have to even the way that they pay the independent musicians. Okay, I made more money with one FM play with Terry Douglas doing I Think I Need Your Help than I did the whole month of it playing on Spotify. Because those internet royalties are so far offset. It's like I said, had I had a song that even played once a week on one internet radio station, if it had played for 6 months, I'd have been looking at least $300-$400 in royalties. I would have took my wife on a nice little mini vacation. But, you know, we stay at home this summer because we didn't even make enough royalties to get a check. And I don't understand that.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, something definitely needs to change, and I don't know how it is going to change. So I guess we have to sit back and do we wait or do we just get in there with both hands?
That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do is you got to get in there with both hands. You can look, any change that's ever came about with a positive nature in this nation has come because of people stuck their neck out and gave an unpopular opinion, and by God, they stood their ground when it was unpopular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's all kinds. There's all kinds. Right. You've got Dr. King, and not even in the civil rights movement. You've got, you know, some of these doctors that have done wonderful research on diseases. You know, the folks aren't just critical of musicians. I mean, they look at scientists and say, "What the hell you think you're talking about, Willis? That ain't
right."
And it takes digging in and driving. It probably is, yeah.
We cut that down in a segment, I'm sure. Then if y'all don't know already, we are moving to another network, 1016themix.com, so be watching for that. If we can get it done, I know we will eventually, hopefully this weekend it will be on, and we will be there by Monday. So I've got my fingers crossed. It has been real stressful, and I know y'all heard at the beginning of the show, so if you was out there listening. Anyway, well, why don't we play? Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, go ahead.
Noah, what was he going to say?
Hang on one second. Go ahead and play that song, Paige. My wife's leaving. I got to kiss her bye.
Oh, me. All right. Well, let's play I Think I Need Your Help, and then we'll come right back.
All right. That sounds good.
I think I need your help on this one, Jesus. It's just leaving and I'm scared she might. Maybe you could use some sort of intervention to help her turn around and see the light. Help on this one, Jesus. Nothing about her leave that seems right. Do you think you can make her turn around, though? If she leaves, she won't leave tonight.
Are listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Let's give our guest line number. It is 646-668-8941. Let's give a shout out to Pat Callahan. He's usually tuning in. Like I said, we appreciate all our loyal listeners out there who listen to the Paige Roberts Show. We've been really busy on this side trying to get things done and moved over, but eventually we will be over on 1016themix.com as soon as he can get my software loaded and up and going. So, yeah, I'm ready. I know that. But tonight I have been talking to singer-songwriter Ron Speaks, and we have Ricky on the phone with us too. So, yeah. But, are y'all doing any shows together coming up? You and Ricky got anything in the making?
I'm currently in the middle of booking. I think Ricky is too. I think we're discussing working, doing some shows, but right now we've been so wrapped up in recording. Ricky just had some surgery. Today's been a nightmare for me. I had a sick wife and a sick daughter and a radio interview all in one day. it's been literally crazy for both of us here lately. And then, both our recording projects got stalled by the weather. We're in central Illinois, and, I don't know if you know, but it snows up here quite a bit.
Right. I didn't see that. Nice winter we're having this spring, right?
Oh man, what is it? This the second or third warm day we've had yet there, Ricky?
Wow.
Yeah, yep. It's not been many. It's not been many. It's been chilly just like late fall since spring came.
Wow. Well, we haven't. It's been kind of nice down here in Georgia too. It hadn't been really hot at all here. So,
make me feel bad about not being down south.
Right, I'm telling you.
Look, they do got grits here, okay, and I can still get Texas Pea hot sauce here. And country music does pretty well. Now, if I can just get me a black market line on some fresh liver pudding, we'll be in business.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll have to set that one up next, Ron. I don't know where we might have to find that out. But
I need a pipeline now.
All right. We have to see what we can do. I have one more song. Have I played three? Let's see. Yeah. I think the last song I have is This Is Me. That's on the upcoming EP too, isn't it? Right?
Yes, it is. The upcoming EP will have the four that you hear tonight. Of course, my versions. Those guys did great versions, but I had to fill up an album slot. And I thought, I did write these two songs, And both the guys were like, well, yeah, you did write these two songs, so, you know, I kind of put them out. So, you'll get all four of those. And then, let's see, we've got two almost done, and two to start recording on, and then that eight-song demo will be done. We were hoping for beginning of summer for the EP, but it's going to be the beginning of summer for the next single. And like I told Phil Krantz, you know, we're just going to end up releasing single after single till the album's finally done, because it's really about all we can do.
Well, yeah, other avenues, I'm sure. When all else fails, right?
Right, and then we'll just start recording another one.
Well, if you can do that, well, do that.
Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of the way it has to be in this business. You know, if you don't put out something like Led Zeppelin 1 for your first album, then you better make 2.
And that's right. Now, Ron.
Or you can be like Kiss and struggle till you make a live album.
Right. Well, you can do that too, but I think the other is much easier. Why be hard on yourself, Ron?
Well, it took us 2 years to get my first CD released just this past weekend, and it has Jesus and Garth Brooks on it. So it's been a long, hard road, and I'm so glad that it's available on all digital outlets now.
Yeah.
Well, let's give a shout out to Donnie Heavens, because you know, we all know we went to Donnie Hammond's and he agreed to do that CD too. And I know he's a part of y'all as well. And so I think that's Dark Force Studio up here in Cartersville, Georgia. And
quality out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Cartersville, huh? That's just right across the border from, Anderson, South Carolina. And I used to live not far from Anderson, South Carolina when Nita and I first got married. Well, yeah,
you
we live
no
down there in Easley.
Easley, South Carolina.
Easley, South Carolina. You know, you get locked up real easily in Easley.
Yeah. I was, my family's from Greer, South Carolina, so that's not too far.
No, I know Greer well. Yeah, Greenville's kind of in the middle there.
Yeah, it is. So we kind of like neighbors, Ron.
Yeah, for sure.
But there ain't nothing to do out there, so that, you know, that goes all with it, I guess. And that's why you probably end up getting lost.
Well, you know, that's why you end up in places like Spartanburg and Greenville, because there's nothing to do in places like Greer and Easley.
That's right. I mean, not nothing. I'm talking about...
No, I'll say this, Paige. You don't know nothing till you come to Central Illinois. There are towns here. Like I heard this song the other day called "Rednecker Than You," and I don't know who does it. I've got to look this up, find out who does it. But like one of the big lines was my town's smaller than your town, and
I
think the sign here. Like I live in Lewistown. And some folks around here call it Lewiston, but it's not spelled like that. But I live down here, and I think the sign says there's 4,000 people in this town. Maybe somebody call and correct me. But, you know, there's like 4,000 people in this town. We just moved from Cuba where there was 1,300.
Wow.
You can buy liquor in the gas station on Sunday morning here.
And where I live, there's the only one. Where I live, it's a village, and there are about 250 people here, and just a post office.
Yeah, there's these little towns. When, you know, when Al Dean talks about sings about, you know, nothing towns in flyover states, man. Yeah, I think he flew over this area, because I'm telling you, I've seen. Cuba, we lived in Cuba. They had a Subway, a mom and pop restaurant that was hardly ever open, two gas stations, three bars, and two churches. Yeah.
That's the way she wrote.
You know, now I'm used to being down south where there's a church on every corner and you might have two bars in town, but it's because there's a church on every corner. But it's a strange place up here. And I don't know, I kind of love it. I really do.
We'll have to come see about that.
Yeah, definitely. You'll have to come up here. We'll show you around, won't we, Ricky?
Yep.
Hell yeah. We'll go to Peoria. Look, we'll take her to a Matt Miller show. That's a hell raising good time right there.
Or Brad's Frick Fandon bonfire.
Oh yes. Oh yes. That's one of my favorite gigs to play too, right there.
We got one of those coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, there's a gig we're going to play. We're going to do a private gig for this guy who,
of our fan club.
Yeah, he's our unofficial official president of our fan club, both of them. Brad is just this wonderful guy, and both of us were having some hard times last summer. Brad hired us to play a couple of parties for him. I know I picked up one after Ricky fell ill there for a little while. And but Brad likes to have his acts come to him instead of going out to the bars and taking chances. Brad has his acts come to him, and so this weekend is supposed to be like a culmination of a lot of the talent around here. You know, there's a lot of names you might not know outside of Central Illinois, but you should. That will be there. We got a real talented guy, Ray Long, here, who's a super fine blues player. Love me some Ray Long that's supposed to show up. And we got a good songwriter, Nick Sizemore, who's supposed to show up. And I haven't met either one of them yet, but I see their stuff. And, you know, I love their stuff. Right. So, you know, I'm hoping to get to meet them so I can love them a little bit. But, you know, we'll see.
Awesome. Well, that sounds good. Well, Ron, why don't you tell everybody, I know we only have like a few more minutes, but tell everybody out there where they can find your music and things like that out there, your social media site.
Okay. Right now you can find me at my personal Facebook page, Ron Speaks on Facebook. You can find me at Ron Speaks Music on Facebook. I have to keep it simple because it's just me, so I don't have a Twitter or anything like that. You can find my music on YouTube and SoundCloud at the moment, and Ricky just released CD Baby, right, Ricky?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jesus and Garbrooks is on all digital outlets.
Right, all your digital outlets there with Ricky, and then we have the Terry Douglas, I Think I Need Your Help, on iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon Music, I believe I was told.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a mouthful.
Yep, that is. Well,
you know, there's such a this, I kind of feel like a race car driver at the end of one of these, you know?
Oh, that's right. I sound like one. Well, let's go out with This Is Me, but we'll help carry the information and stuff out there on Facebook. I try to anyway. I know I have not been doing a lot of stuff out there this week, but I am back out there and we are going to get things done. So I got a lot going on. So be watching for all of that. And I want to thank Ron for coming on tonight and talking to us. We appreciate it, Ron. We'll do it again.
Thanks for having us, Paige. And anytime, look, call me. You know, I may hit you up again. Like I said, I get this next single out, I'll call you.
All right. I'll be counting on it. We got to get Ricky back on here, too. So, yeah. We'll be working on all of that, and we appreciate it, and probably Terry Douglas, too. We had him on not long ago, but that's the way we roll, right? But
That's how we roll.
Oh, we got Braun and jazz singer Braun and then McDaniel tomorrow night, y'all. So y'all won't want to miss that. Most people know Brauninger. So, yeah. We'll be back tomorrow night, same time, same place, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So we'll see you back then. And let's go out with this. This is me. And thank you all again. Thank you, Ricky, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, boss man. That kept me from having to talk the whole time.
Thank you all. Have a good night.
Muscle. All right, now. Bye, y'all. Bye, Ryan.
See you Monday, brother.
All right. Bye, y'all. Here we go.
Bye-bye.
y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Page Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.